everybody. Congratulations. You did it. You did the 5-day reset, 5 days of taking a break from drinking. But not only that, totally shifting your understanding and your awareness about urges, the habit cycle, why you feel like you need relief, the sorts of fun that you want to have in your life, and also how to handle challenging events. You now have all these tools at your disposal and a whole new set of awareness and understanding about why this habit is often challenging to change. Now you can see that there are a lot of pieces that you didn't have in terms of understanding the role of your thinking and your emotions and how important those pieces are when it comes to unwinding the habit. Now the question is, where do you go from here? And that's what day 6 is all about, is you taking the time to figure out, what do you want to do next? What feels right for you? Now, the decision to drink is yours and yours alone. Always. It is nobody else's decision to make for you, but for you to make for yourself. And I think it's really important as a very first step to try to separate all your judgment, all the judgments that you have about drinking or not drinking, and really just start to look at the results that you're getting. Now, I believe this 100%. Drinking is not a vice and abstaining is not a virtue. Alcohol isn't good or bad, right or wrong. And part of the reason why it's so complicated for many of us when we try to figure out what's right for us is because there is so much judgment that we have. There is so much about it being a vice or a virtue or right or wrong or good and bad that it's hard to separate all of it out. But I will tell you this, the only thing that matters when it comes to your drinking is, do you like the results that you are getting? That's all. And here's the thing. What I like and what you like and what somebody else likes, they don't all have to be the same, right? We can all make different decisions and different choices about what we want to do in this world and whether or not we want to continue taking a break, whether or not we want to introduce alcohol back into our life, whether or not we want to do the work to really learn how to moderate, whatever it is. That decision is yours. But the key is always knowing that your desire to drink is not fixed. Your desire is something that is changeable if you understand how your thoughts are driving all parts of the habit cycle. So the way to figure out what you want to do is to collect data. If you can start to look at data points, you can start to make an informed decision. Now, I really want you to be a scientist, really try to collect this data without judgment. You just want to look at it. But before you do that, notice this. Notice, are you rushing to be done with the break? Are you rushing to start drinking again? If you are, if you feel like you're like, whew, 5 days, like, let's go to the wine bar, why is that? Now, here's the thing. Nothing's wrong with that, but there's valuable information for you in there. There's valuable information that you can understand to see, why is it that you're feeling so fast to be done with the break. Now, a lot of times what I'll tell you when I see this with people is because they were really using willpower. They were really relying on gritting their teeth to get through the break period. And hopefully, one thing that you've been able to learn is that the problem with willpower is that it doesn't give you any access to what you're thinking. It doesn't really give you access to what you're feeling. It's just using all this mental energy. And frankly, it gets kind of exhausting. So if you're rushing to start drinking again, that's okay. Just ask yourself why. Ask yourself, why are you in a rush? So how you're going to start collecting data is to look at the benefits and the costs of both drinking and taking a break. Because there are both for each. You can't look at your drinking and say, oh, it's only downsides. And you can't look at taking a break and say, oh, it's only benefits. There are benefits and costs for each. And what you need to start to do is collect the data so you can get a complete picture on what this looks like for you. And it will look different for everyone. Listen, if there were no upsides to drinking, you wouldn't be drinking in the first place, right? I think that's a really important piece to remember. But if you look at both the upsides and the downsides of both drinking and taking a break, you can start to give yourself a complete picture, not only of your habit, but of what you want to do moving forward. So the way to do this is to use a cost-benefit analysis tool. It's a simple worksheet that I've put together that you can download and fill out for yourself. Now, some of you may have done this worksheet before, and if you are one of these people, it's really important that you do it again. Even if you have done it before, who you were when you previously did it is not the same person that you are today. Because if you have gone through the 5-day reset, if you have done all the training videos and done all the exercises and applied everything that you are learning, you're not the same person. So I really want to make sure that you do this worksheet again. Do not skip over this. Your answers will shift because you have shifted. This worksheet is really going to help you start to make a decision about what you want to do. You now have all this awareness around all of these different tools. Your brain is no longer the same as it was when you started. The question for you to decide is, okay, so do I want to keep going with this? Do I like the results that I was getting? Is it worth it for me to dig deeper, to delve more into understanding what I'm looking for relief from, what I really want to create fun in my life, how to really start to handle my urges differently? You've just dipped your toe in the water. And so the question now is, there's so much more to explore. And do you want to do this? You can change your desire. You can change your habits, but it takes applying these tools. You have to do the practice. This is just the beginning. The question now is, do you want to keep practicing? And I will tell you that if you do, the change awaiting you is so transformative. Now, remember that practicing tools is like learning any skill. It's like learning how to ride a bike. Now, most of you probably know how to ride a bike, but before you ever learned, look, it probably made a lot of sense to you. There were two wheels and two pedals and a seat and a handlebar, and you saw other people riding bikes, and it seemed like, okay, I get it. But what happened the first time you got on a bike? You probably weren't so stable. You were probably really wobbly because your brain was learning how to actually work the bike, okay? This is the exact same thing that we do with these tools. You can intellectually understand all of this, but now your brain has to learn how to work these tools and apply these tools. And the truth is, you are going to be a little wobbly at first. That's okay. Do not let the fact that you feel a little wobbly mean anything about you, mean anything about your ability to succeed, or mean anything about your progress. Wobbly is just how your brain learns. It is learning to create these new neural pathways, and it cannot do it perfectly right out of the gate. You are learning something. So there's nothing wrong with that wobble. Now, here's the thing. You can go back through these videos and through these exercises as often and as much as you want. I promise that this is not a one-time thing. If you go back and rewatch and re-listen and do the exercises, you will continue to learn. It's like peeling the layers of an onion. It's more that you can go. There's deeper and deeper that you can start to understand all of these concepts and all of these tools. So I want you to do that cost-benefit analysis. I really think that that is how you start to collect the data points for making the decision about what you want to do next. Whether or not you want to end the break now or keep the break going, that's up to you. And there's no right or wrong answer here. I'm not here to tell you what is going to be right for you. Only you can do that. But I can tell you this. It is 100% possible to teach yourself something new. It is 100% possible to change your desire and to change this habit. You can do it. You've got this. All right, everybody. I have loved taking you through this challenge. I have loved teaching you about all of these skills, and I am so excited for what the future is going to bring for you. Bye-bye.